Yeah. Okay, today I want to talk about fasting.
در مورد روزه میخوام صحبت
کنم. This is a topic that is not preached on much.
روزه گرفتن موزه هست که زیاد در موردش موزه نشده.
And I only talked shortly one time about it when we went to the book of Matthew.
یه کتاب متا رو که آیه میخوندیم یه زمانی خلاصه کوچیکی در مورد روزه بهتون گفتم.
But it's actually not an obscure topic in the Bible.
اما جالبه که یه موضوع کوچیکی نیست.
And I was a bit surprised when I started looking up scriptures about fasting.
من شروع کردم مطالعه کردن در مورد روزه.
And I found more than 40.
بیشتر از 40 تا آیه در مورد روزه.
And it's both in the Old and the New Testament.
نه تنها در عهد جدید عهد عتیق نام برده شده روزه، بلکه در عهد جدید هم تکرار شده.
And we probably look today at half of them.
امروز نصفشو میتونیم نگاه کنیم.
Now, what you can't find in the Bible is a commandment to fast.
یه چیزی که دیگه تا مقدس پیدا نمی‌کنیم فرمان
like,
روزه گرفتن.
Like once a year we have one week and then we're fasting or something like that. It's not there.
سالی یک بار هفته یک بار همتون یه هفتهشو باید روزه بگیریم. یه ماهتون رو باید روزه بگیریم.
Well, we do find these people fasting.
چیزی که می‌بینیم اینه که همه روزه گرفتن.
And we find even instructions how or how not to fast in the Bible.
روش روزه گرفتن و روش غلط روزه گرفتن در کتاب مقدس بهمون یاد داده.
Matthew 6.
کتاب متا رو باز کنین فصل 6.
And let's read verses 16 to 18.
آیه 16
Matthew 6 verses 16 to 18.
روزه هنگامی که روزه میگیرید مانند ریاکاران ترشرو مباشید زیرا آنان حالت چهره خود را دگرگون میکنند تا نزد مردم روزه دار بنمایند آمین به شما میگویم که پاداش خود را به تمامی یافتند اما تو چون روزه میگیری به سر خود روغن بزن و صورت خود را بشور تا روزه تو بر مردم عیان نباشد بلکه بر پدر تو که در نهان است و پدر نهان بین تو به تو پاداش خواهد داد.
Yep. So when you fast,
وقتی روزه میگیری,
do it in a way that doesn't draw attention to yourself.
جوری روزه بگی که کسی توجه به طرف تو جلب نشه.
Like, look at me, I'm fasting.
منو ببینین دارم روزه میگیرم.
I'm suffering for God. I'm so religious.
وای چقدر سختی میکشم برای خداوند. من انقدر آدم مؤمنیم.
No, when you fast, make an effort not to show it.
وقتی روزه میگیری, تلاش کن که کسی نفهمه.
Yeah, so it's not good to be known for a fasting person. You're a fast. Not good to be known for.
که وای مشهور آدم روزه داریه.
Yeah,
مشخصا آدم خوبی
And holds for that holds also for giving alms.
praying.
Yeah, these are things that God said, hey, do in secret. And there were people in the New Testament that were bragging about how they were fasting. Look at an example. Go to Luke chapter 18. And we see a bad example of somebody claiming to be fasting. And it's verses 10 till 14.
دو تن برای عبادت به معبد رفتند یکی فریسی دیگری خراجگیر فریسی ایستاد و با خود چنین دعا کرد خدایا تو را شکر میگویم که همچون دیگر مردمان دزد و بدکاره و زناکار نیستم و نه مانند این خراجگیرم دو بار در هفته روزه میگیرم و هر چه به دست میآورم ده یک میدهم
So what was the bragging about that the Pharisee was doing? He was fasting two times a week and was giving his tithes. Now, was the Pharisee the man that Jesus commands of doing well?
آیا فریسی اون کسی بود که عیسی مسیح گفت آدم خوبی است؟
No, it's a publican.
نه.
Was in a corner.
اون کسی که اون گوشه
بود. Not even lifting up his eyes to the heaven.
حتی چشماش رو هم به سوی آسمان نمی‌برد. ولی فقط از خدا من خجالت بخشید.
He is the one who went home justified.
Till
14.
تا 14.
اما آن خراجگیر دور ایستاد و نخواست حتی چشمان خود را به آسمان بلند کند بلکه بر سینه خود میکوفت و میگفت خدایا بر من گناهکار رحم کن به شما میگویم که این مرد نه آن دیگر پارسا شمرده شد و به خانه رفت زیرا هر که خود را برافرازد خار خواهد شد و هر که خود را خار سازد سرافراز خواهد گردید
Yeah, so not the Pharisee, but the publican went home
justified.
Yeah, so if somebody is bragging around you, then how with their fasting, there's an issue going on.
Yeah,
and the Bible says they will lose rewards.
They
do it to be wanted to be seen by men. Of course, when you are fasting and somebody offers you food, then you have to say, I'm sorry, I'm fasting, I cannot. That's a different story. Talks a bit here about doing it on open and public.
I
want the people to see you fasting.
Go
to go to Luke,
chapter 5,
and read verses 33 or 35.
به او گفتند شاگردان یحیی اغلب روزه میگیرند و دعا میکنند. شاگردان فریسیان نیز چنینند، اما شاگردان تو همیشه در حال خوردن و نوشیدنند. عیسی پاسخ داد: آیا میتوان میهمانان عروسی را تا زمانی که داماد با آنهاست به روزه واداش؟ اما زمانی خواهد رسید که داماد از ایشان گرفته شود، در آن ایام روزه خواهند گرفت.
Yep. So we see here that you have disciples of John and the Pharisees. Come to Jesus. Hey, why are your disciples not fasting? No, and Jesus basically says, hey, while I'm here, they're not fasting, but they will in future.
Yeah, so
Jesus already made clear, hey, my disciples, hey, they will fast, but they will do it in the future.
Now,
if it's mentioned over 40 times in Scripture, if God gives us instruction on how to fast, how not to fast, if Jesus says, hey, my disciples, they will fast. I think we as Bible-believing Christians should have an hold on what fasting is.
Why we would do it?
And what it accomplishes. So what is fasting?
Now,
some people think that playing less games on their phone is like, I'm fasting. Or I'm not going to watch soap operas for a month. No, that's not fasting. That might be good for you to stop doing that or limit that. But that's not what the Bible says is actually fasting. And as we normally do, we want to see what the Bible says and how the Bible defines what fasting is. Now go to Matthew 15 and read verses 32. And we'll read some scriptures to get it clear.
دلم بر حال این مردم می‌سوزد، زیرا اکنون سه روز است که با منند و چیزی برای خوردن ندارند. نمی‌خواهم ایشان را گرسنه روانه کنم، بسا که در راه از پا در افتند.
Only first 32. So. So what is the issue? Yeah, these people have been with Jesus for a couple of days. Yeah, they're Jesus preaching to them and they're listening. They ran out of food. And Jesus doesn't want to send them away on an empty stomach. Yeah, they've been weakened by not eating. Jesus wants to make sure they make it home. So what does fasting mean here?
Yeah.
Simply going without food.
go
to Acts 27. Acts 27, and read verses 33 to 36.
In the Farsi translation, doesn't talk about fasting.
Doesn't say fasting.
Okay, now we'll come over more, so read verses 33 to 36. We're going to read a lot of scripture, so by the end it will be crystal clear what it is.
کمی پیش از طلوع آفتاب پولس همه را ترغیب کرد که چیزی بخورند. گفت امروز 14 روز است که در انتظار به سر برده اید و چیزی نخورده بی غذا مانده اید. پس استدعا می کنم غذایی بخورید، چرا که برای زنده ماندن بدان نیازمندید. مویی از سر هیچ یک از شما کم نخواهد شد. اینجا
Yeah.
So this is a story. Sorry.
36.
Yeah. This is a story about Paul getting shipwrecked.
اینجا داستانی است که پولس رسول توی کشتیش در حال غرق شد.
And Tar just told me that it says going without food instead of fasting.
بدون غذا بودن به جای اینکه بگه روزه می‌گرفتن.
Yeah, that's what it means.
ولی در اون در زبان دیگه هم روزه گرفتن.
Yeah, in verse 27.
آیه 27.
Go to Psalm 109.
مزمور 109.
24.
آیه 24.
My knees are weak to fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. Yep. What is the word that is used there? Okay, now it clearly indicates here again that it's abstaining from food. Yeah, my flesh faileth from fatness of fatness. Yeah, that sounds like going without food. In this case, for a longer period of time.
Now,
often when people think about fasting, they think about Jesus going 40 days and 40 nights without food. Yeah, or Moses. Yeah, I went to the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Didn't drink nor eat. Now, without God sustaining Moses in that case, he couldn't survive that.
موسی نمیتونه زنده بمونه. معجزه بود که 40 روز بدون آب و غذا موند.
These are extreme fasts.
اونها معجزه‌های خداوند بودن در روزه‌هاش.
I would not recommend going into these.
من پیشنهاد نمیدم که اینجوری روزه بگیرید.
Yeah.
Now.
What?
One
day is enough. Now we're going to talk about it now. So. Now we just read about a Pharisee. Yeah.
در مورد فریسیان صحبت کردیم.
What was he bragging about?
فریسیان در مورد چی؟
I fast two times a week.
مغرور بودن. دو بار در هفته روزه میگیرم.
If he fasts two times a week, it has to be a short period of time.
اگر دو بار در هفته روزه میگیری، کوتاه بوده که دو بار در هفته روزه میگیری.
And what we actually see in the Bible is that the most common fast mentioned in the Bible is one day or till the evening.
و اکثر روزهایی که کتاب مقدس نام برده شده روزه یه روزه است. شب یا کل روز.
Go to Judges 20 and read verse 26.
فصل 20 آیه 26 رو بخونید.
Judges 20 verse 26. پادشاهان
بخش داوران 20:26.
Judges 20:26.
آنگاه همه بنی اسرائیل یعنی تمام قوم برآمده به بیت ایل رفتند و گریستند. ایشان آنجا در حضور خداوند نشسته آن روز را تا شامگاه روزه داشتند و قربانی های تمام سود و قربانی های رفاقت به حضور خدا تقدیم کردند. قربانی رفاقت چیه؟
So how long did he fast? Till the evening.
Peace, what does that mean? In first one is friendship.
Okay, now I'm gonna focus on the fasting part. Yeah, read the first five books in the Bible. We'll get over there. Yeah. So how long did they fast? Till the evening. So one day, not even one day.
Go to
1 Samuel 7:6.
پس آنان در مصفح گرد آمدند و از شاه آب برکشیدند و آن را به حضور خداوند ریختند و در آن روز روزه گرفته در آنجا گفتند ما به خداوند گناه ورزیده ایم و سموئیل بنی اسرائیل را در مصفح داوری کرد.
Yep, so he fasted for that specific day, one day. Yeah. We have another story, the story of Esther, where we see him fast. They fasted 3 days. Yeah, go to Esther 4:16.
Esther 4:16. 4 آیه 16.
برو و همه یهودیان را که در شوش هستند گرد آورد و برای من روزه گرفته سه شبانه روز نه چیزی بخورید و نه چیزی بیاشامید. من و ندیمه هایم نیز مانند شما روزه خواهیم گرفت. آنگاه نزد پادشاه خواهم رفت، هرچند خلاف قانون است و اگر هلاک شدم هلاک شدم.
Yeah, so we see people fasting here for 3 days. Now here we have one for 7 days, and it was when Saul was killed. First Chronicles. First Chronicles
10:12.
I'm just showing that the Bible doesn't give us a specific number. Yeah, when Saul. First Chronicles 10:12.
مردان دلاورشان جملگی برخواسته اجساد شاول و پسرانش را برگرفتند و به یابیش آورده استخوان‌هایشان را زیر درخت بلوطی که در یابیش است نفت کردند و 7 روز روزه داشتند.
Yep. 7 days. So, what do we know till now? Now we're told to fast in secret, not to make it a public thing, drawing attention to ourselves to our fasting. We saw there's no specific commandment telling us
we have to
fast this day or that day. Yeah, it's something that we do out of our free will. Yeah, we saw that fasting is abstaining from food or food and drink. Of course, we can only shortly go without drink, without water. And we see that the Bible doesn't give us a specific length.
But
if you would look at bolder verses, you would see the most common fast will be like 1 day or a part of 1 day. Yeah, and there's no specific reason to go for the extreme.
Yeah.
It's not going to show how spiritual you are. You have ungodly people who don't even believe in Jesus Christ, who fast for long term periods of time.
They're
spiritual zeros who are now in hell, like Gandhi.
یا گاندی مثلا روزی تو زندان روزه گرفت و الان شاید تو جهنم هم باشه.
If there was nothing more to fasting than to just abstaining from food,
اگر فقط روزه گرفتن از غذا گذشتن باشه,
we would call it a diet, going off diet. Yeah, but the Bible does speak more about fasting.
اما خداوند بیشتر از رژیم در مورد روزه
صحبت. It's always related to seeking God.
زمانی بوده که دنبال خداوند
می‌گشت. Yeah, people calling before God.
در مقابل خداوند حضور داشتن.
It's combined with prayer, talking to God.
با دعا و با خداوند صحبت کردن هم.
Yeah, making supplications.
در حقیقت خودمون رو تسلیم خداوند کردنه.
Yeah, it's more than just an exercise of denying the flesh.
فقط موضوع این نیست که جسممون بگذاریم.
Yeah, it's more than losing some weight.
نه اینکه فقط یه مقدار وزنمون رو کم کنیم.
So why are people fasting in the Bible?
چرا مردم وقتی در مقدس
Let's look at some and then we get a feeling about it a bit.
Now
we already looked at several of them. We had the story in Judges 20. Did we read that? We did that. 20:26. There they were weeping before God. And they had lost the battle twice. And they coming to God. God, what should we do? And they were praying for guidance.
And that's a
nasty story where
he
had this wicked sin
that
the Benjamites committed.
And then
the rest of Israel was attacking them. And because the Benjamins were not willing to judge people who had done these wicked things. So they're asking for guidance. We had the one in Samuel 7:6.
Yes.
God, we've sinned against you. They were seeking mercy from God. Yeah, they were acknowledging their sin before God. Yeah, we had the one from Esther. Queen Esther asking, fast, pray.
Yeah,
that when I go before the king, I won't be killed. He is another one. Go to Jonah. And we know the story. Jonah chapter 3. verses 4 to 6. And this, these are the people of Nineveh who are actually doing the fasting.
یونس به شهر داخل شد و به ندا کردن آغاز کرده گفت پس از 40 روز نینوا به تمامی واژگون خواهد شد اما هنوز بیش از یک روز نگذشته بود که مردمان نینوا به خدا ایمان آورده به روزه عمومی ندا کردند و از خرد و بزرگ پلاس پوشیدند. چون خبر این وقایع به پادشاه نینوا رسید از تخت خود برخاست و ردای شاهانه برکنده پلاس در بر کرده و بر خاکستر نشست.
Yep. So Jonah was preaching against them.
Yunus bar zedd Nineveh sohbat mikone.
Yeah. Say, hey, God is going to destroy you guys.
Khodavand qarare ke nobudetun kone hamatun ro, chon adamay palidi hastid.
And the response of the people in Nineveh are, let's humble ourselves. Let's, because they recognize their sin. They acknowledge their sin. They see the consequences are heading their way. They believe Jonah. And they're now fasting and praying, seeking God, hoping that he would have mercy on them.
Yeah, and in the end
of the chapter we do see that God has mercy.
Go to
Ezra.
در کتاب عزرا رو باز کنید فصل 8 آیه 21
تا 23. And the context of the story is basically the Israelites or the Jews actually has gone into captivity in Babylon.
داستان اسرائیلی ها توی اسارت افتادن تو بابل.
And they are now have an opportunity and are able to go back to Jerusalem. Yeah, to rebuild Jerusalem, the temple. Verses 21-23.
روزه و دعا برای محافظت. آنجا نزد رود احوا به روزه اعلام کردم تا خیشتن را نزد خدایمان متواضع کرده از او برای خود و فرزندانم و تمامی اموال خیش سفری امن به طلبیم. زیرا شرم داشتم از پادشاه سپاهیان و سوارانم به طلبم تا در راه ما را از دشمنان محافظت کنند. چون پیشتر به پادشاه گفته بودیم دست خدای ما بر هر که او را به طلبت برای خیریت است. اما قدرت و خشم او بر ضد آنان است که او را ترک گویند. پس روزه گرفته خدای خود را برای این امن طلبیدیم و او ما را مستجاب فرمود.
Yeah, so they had spoken with the king. Yeah, they had received favor from the king. Yeah, and they had told him, like, hey, God's hand will be on those who are good, who are seeking. So they were ashamed to ask the king for protection for the journey. Yeah, because they had told him, hey, God is with us. So they proclaimed the fast and they prayed to God.
اعلام کردن که روزه بگیرین و دعا کردن به خداوند.
To lead him in the right way.
مسیر درست رو.
On a dangerous journey.
توی سفر خطرناک.
Yeah, we know God heard them.
می‌بینیم که خداوند صدای اونها رو شنید و اونها اوکی شدن.
The last one, go to Acts 14.
اعمال رسولان فصل 14.
Acts 14:23.
14:23.
And when he had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed.
14. ایشان در هر کلیسا مشایخ بر ایمانداران گماشتند و با دعا و روزه آنها را به خداوندی که به وی ایمان آورده بودند سپردند.
Yeah, so they prayed and fasted before ordaining elders. Yeah, before an important decision they're going to make. Yeah, and we see in the Bible different people, godly people, in different situations, earnestly seeking God for a certain outcome.
برای نتیجه
for direction,
برای مسیری
for mercy, for protection,
برای رحمت برای حمایت.
Yeah, showing to God by combining their prayers with fasting, denying pleasure,
دعا کردن با خداوند,
denying the flesh,
از جسم گذشتن,
even mourning,
حتی گریه میکنن زاری میکنن به خاطر اون مشکل چون واقعا جدی گرفته بودن مشکلشون رو
ببینیم
که مردم خداوند
fasting and praying.
با روزه و دعا جستجو میکنن برای جواب
خداوند. And when they want God to intervene.
خداوند رو میخوان. میخوان صدای خداوند رو
بشنون. And when they want God to win the battle for them.
خداوند جاشون جنگ رو پیروز بشه.
Protect them.
به جای اونها بجنگه و از اونها حفاظت کنه.
And we can apply this to our life.
Yeah, when
we have big decisions, big things in our life, we can earnestly seek God to pray and fast or
setting
out
goals
or calling on His mercy when we've messed up things. But there's another aspect in regards to fasting that I believe is often missed.
Yeah,
fasting is not all about God dealing with some external circumstance or situation. And our focus can be too much on that specific thing, that specific situation that we believe God has to do for us. Yeah, making fasting even look like something like a hunger strike. God, I will fast and I will not stop till you do this for me. Until you fix my situation. Until you give me my papers.
تا زمانی که اقامت رو به هم بدی اعتصاب قضا میکنم تا زمانی که کار پیدا نکنم اعتصاب قضا میکنم
yeah, but God is not only about getting but fasting is only about getting God to solve your external problem.
در روزه در مورد این نیست که مشکلات بیرونیمون رو عوض کنیم.
I would even say it's not even primarily about the external issue for you.
من فکر میکنم بیشتر روزه در مورد اون مشکل بیرونی شما نیست.
Now, as human beings, the Bible says we consist of three parts.
سه قسمت داره بدن.
We have the physical body.
جسم.
Yeah, that's our flesh.
جسممون که در حقیقت
the part that eventually will get old and die.
قسمتی که پیر میشه و آخرش میمیره.
Second, we have the mind, the soul.
فکر و جانمون رو داریم.
The person, the you.
اون شخصیتی داریم.
Of course, thirdly, we have the spirit.
و سومین چیز روح مون رو
which gets revived if we get born again.
که وقتی تولدی تازه پیدا میکنیم دوباره اون روح جدید میشه.
Now, fasting doesn't only affect our physical body.
روزه ما فقط به جسممون تاثیر نمیذاره.
It also has an effect on our soul.
حتی به جسم و جانمون و روحمون هم تاثیر میذاره.
Yeah, go to Psalm 35, verse 13.
مزمور
35 verse 13. And we see there's a greater effect of fasting.
اما آنگاه که ایشان بیمار بودند من پلاس در بر کردم. 35 13. اما آنگاه که ایشان بیمار بودند من پلاس دربر می کردم و جان خیش به روزداری رنجور می ساختم چون دعایم مستجاب و چون دعایم بی جواب باز می گشت موی کنان می رفتم آنسان که برای دوست یا برادرم ماتم کنم.
I humbled my soul with fasting.
Yeah,
so the physical act has an effect on the soul, on you.
Go to
Psalm 69. Psalm 69 verse 10, which says the same thing. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach.
آنگاه که اشک ریخته روزه داشتم بر من اهانت رفته است.
Yeah, so
it doesn't say Farsi.
What does it say?
You want to give it good?
آنگاه که اشک ریخته روزه داشتم بر من اهانت رفته است. بعد ادامش بده.
ادامش بده.
آنگاه که پلاس را جامعه خیش ساختم نزد ایشان ضرب المثل شدم.